All right, so let's start 158 again. Let's get into it. So this is where we've been working on the sugya of real yira, the appropriate yira, of course. Not just stam to be scared of punishment, but the higher level of being connected. It's talking back to me.
Lagging?
I don't know, it's talking back to me.
Oh, okay.
It just repeated what I said.
Oh, really?
He's talking back to himself.
Yeah. Okay. So, what? It's not working.
Working?
He's not talking. He's gibberish.
Oh, it's connected to Wi-Fi. I don't know.
Okay. Is there foolish lame? Yeah.
Yitzchak Nasan Ben Lisa Gula. Friend's baby.
The surgery's tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Surgery's tomorrow. Okay. So again, so we've been working on the sugya of Yira, but then we turned into a deeper sugya, which we discussed at the beginning of the Sefer. That's the sugya of Ratzon. Ratzon is what drives everything. Ratzon is the motivation, is the will, is the desire. And the Ratzon to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon to have a connection. This is the deepest, and you have to build that. It does not just happen. Everybody who's here knows that. Because there's many people for 100 years who never really has that connection, because they never had the Ratzon, because they didn't even know about the Sugya or about the Ratzon. You have to know that there is a Borei Olam that you could connect to, and then you have to want to connect to that Borei Olam. Right? You have to. There are little details, subtle details, but without them, you get zero. Right? Small things, but, has to be done. So Al Kapanam 158, once a person has merited a strong Ratzon to be close to Hashem, if he's merited a strong Ratzon to be close to Hashem, which hopefully we've been working on, we'll continue to work on, then it is possible the true fear of sin, not punishment, the true fear of sin, meaning a recognition that this thing, if I do this, it will distance me from my relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in whatever way, as little as it is, who wants to distance and disconnect from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's our whole tachas in this world. So is it worth it? Is it worth it for this little thing? Is it worth it? Well, it depends. Well, how close is your Ratzon? How close is your connection? Or how big is your Ratzon? How close is your connection?
And it could change also.
Of course.
Every day.
And every day it could change. So once a person has married a strong true Ratzon to be close to Hashem, it's possible that true fear of sin will surface within him because he will fear becoming separate from his Creator. This is a high-level fear. Again, not fear of punishment at all. It's a fear of becoming separate from his Creator. You can only fear that if you've been connected to your Creator. Otherwise, it's just intellectual, right? The tachlis is to get to some kind of feeling, sense it. You have to start with the intellect. You have to understand that there has to be a connection. You have to understand how to get there. And then if you get there, that's what he says, once a person has merited a strong Ratzon to be close to Hashem, a strong Ratzon, you don't have to actually be close. Being close means Ratzon. Ava fits in, we'll get to Ava. That's next. Some of Ava will have already been utilized to get to a connection. However, I want to make a point. And we said this last week, and we're going to say it again. What Schwartz is saying, and it's very, very important, is that there's, when a person has a relationship with a human being, you have to have a relationship. You have to talk to them, you have to connect with them, you have to be with them, you have to think. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's not physical, okay, a Ratzon, a really, really strong Ratzon to want to connect, that itself is a level of connection. If I really, really want to connect to that guy who comes through, or this, some guy sees a girl, he's like, oh, I'd love to date her. And he gets all excited, he wants to date her. But he doesn't say anything to anybody, that's absolutely zero. It will go nowhere. It's very nice. You have all that ritzonos. But if you don't do something, this is the olam asiyah, it won't go. When it comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not true. Because there is no physical, there is no extra doing. I mean, there could be more, but just a ratzon to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is it. He's there. He's in the ratzon.
There's also the verbal connection.
There's more. There's verbal, and then there's asiyah. There's, of course, much, much more. But there is a lot of value, tremendous value, in just a Ratzon to connect. versus with a human being, all the ratzon in the world to connect, if you don't actually put that first step forward, it's a zero, whereas by ratzon to serve a Kaddish Baruch, to connect to Kaddish Baruch, that is something. That's a big something, not something small. It's huge. So even that ratzon, that will that a person knows, I really want to serve, and therefore that motivates his davening, even though his davening might not be amazing, but he's excited to go davening. He's excited for the opportunity to connect in all the ways. He's excited for Pesach and all, even it's crazy, I know that it's going to get me connected to Kaddish Baruch. All this ratzon, if a person sins, he's going to lose all of that. He's going to lose all of that. He's not going to want to go to davening. He's not going to want to shop for Pesach to have a Seder. He's not, what is this? I don't want to do all this stuff. It's too much anyway. So that's, even in that level, before Ahava, before even like a real, true, built relationship with Ahava, which you're going to get to, there's already a fear of breaking even the ruts and the want, the will, the desire to serve. Now you have to have had already had, well, there's a lot of heads, such a ratzon before. You have to have felt a ratzon. If a person goes through all of Yiddishkeit doing what he has to do because he has to do it, great, amazing. That's not the relationship we're talking about here. This is something that I want. I want more. Not I want more stuff. We're going to get to that today in the Anashe about tefillah. That's what it's not more stuff. This is a big, big mistake, and it totally cheapens. It cheapens the relationship. Just imagine. Imagine a husband and wife. Imagine all she cared about was her husband was a rich guy. Let's just say. She married him because he's rich. And yet, there's somewhat of a relationship, of course, and they do have kids, but everything is always like, what can... She asks the husband again for this, and she wants a new house, and she wants a new car, and she wants new clothing, and she wants this, and she wants the best stuff. They talk. There's something there, but it's really, really... She needs to keep getting fuel for her fire. It's more stuff. That's, you know, it's chaval. It's low level. It's a very low level relationship. Mm-hmm. But that's what we do with Kaddish Baruch Hu for many people. It's just, we do the thing that we have to do, but then we turn to him and tell him, but I have Kaddish Baruch Hu, I want this. And if I don't get this, I complain. And I want this, but I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this for myself. It becomes a very cheap relationship, very low level. It's like being that wife, right?
But yeah, we
not being the husband, we're being the wife.
We see like everything. It's always, I'm saying, even in benching, you know, I'm saying, for the Chaydish, I'm saying, you see Parnassa, it's always there. I'm saying all these things that are...
That's fine.
All right. You have to understand where it comes from.
As I've said before, Parnassa equals Neshama. Parnassa is the Gematria, Neshama, same exact Gematria, 395. So we have to build a true relationship, you know? And it could be the other way around also. You could have a husband who's just after Gashmias, and he's not into the relationship. There's both ways also.
Right.
Yeah, Sam, what did you say?
There's, as Rabbi Nachum talks about Parnassa, that's what you said, there's many different interpretations of what Parnassa is, of Mammon is.
Go on.
Of course.
I think Rabbi Nachum says, I mean, Rabbi Nachum says that times Mammon is Shefa. You just want Shefa in your life.
Oh, in a deep, deep way, all of our base ritzonos. This is already like 202. We're not there, but every ratzon a person has in his life, whether it's for mammon, whatever it's for in gashmias, ultimately it's rooted in ruchnias. But it's fallen. It's fallen very far. Mm-hmm. So although we have to know that people make a mistake, they hear these sugyas about Avon Afula, and they think that therefore all my Gashmi's desires is really, it's really serving Kodesh Baruch. Okay, I know I'm a little off, but no, you're really off. I mean, yeah, in the root of the matter, it's emes, but you're so far from that, you need a big mahapecha to actually make that real.
Right.
You know, so, but it is true, for sure. There's too much now. Okay. It's a big sugya, and there's what to do with it, but I... Okay, let's do a little bit more over here. So earlier, again, so what was the point? I'll just say it again. We said it a lot of times, but a ratzon, a real ratzon to be an Eved Hashem, that itself is a big thing. That itself is considered relationship. Like I was saying, I remember I said it like last week, I think it was Wednesday, we say every single day, Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem, and then I got cut off. I don't even think I finished that statement. Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem. Who's happy? The one who seeks a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mevakshe Hashem means a Ratzon. It doesn't say you got him. It doesn't say that you have some. It doesn't say Yismach Lev, the one who has a relationship. It's one who's Mevakish, because when it comes to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not like a human being. It's always about the bikush, not bikush searching, seeking for more gashmias, seeking more elokus for real. That's what. And if you want to know, oh, well, what does that mean? Okay, so go back to page one and we'll start again. Right? This we have what it means. It does not mean gashmias. Nothing in the sefer about gashmias. So who's happy? Yismach. And Yismach also is very important. You have to always know this. Yismach, which means he will be happy, is same letters as? No.
Mashiach.
Right? A geula. It's a samach. No, it's not. It's a samach, no? I don't know how they spell it, actually.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Different spelling.
Mashiach, a geula of a person, one of the biggest geulas is when he's happy. Now, what does happiness mean? It does not mean when you get stuff. That's not what true happiness is. True happiness is much, much deeper. It means an expansion of the inner self, and it's a big sugya in of itself, as everything is. Everything's a big sugya, and if you don't learn everything, I'll pipinimi slowly but surely over time, then things are just cheap. When you just have
Fitzonius, it's cheap.
Mashiach. Yismach is Mashiach. Yismach is Mashiach. Mm-hmm. Yismach is Yud Sin. Mem Ches. Yismach. And then Mem Shin.
Not Samach.
Yud Ches.
Gotcha.
Not Samach. Yeah. Sin. Yeah? What is that?
You have to be very far off to misinterpret that pasuk to say searching
for... what?
Very far off to misinterpret the pasuk to say searching for gashmias.
They're not translating. They're not thinking. They're just davening.
And there are psukim that you could be like, oh, okay, like if I daven to Hashem and I believe in Him, He'll give me my stuff.
But that's all. That's what most people think of davening is in general. Just in general, like Pesukah Zimmer just becomes like, you know, like the hors d'oeuvres just to get you to ask what you want to in Shmoneh Esrei.
Like the pasuk Dosh Hashem Lo Yachzeh Chol Tov. Like that pasuk, you could misinterpret and say like, okay, if I search for Hashem, I'm not going to miss anything.
People don't interpret anything. People have an interpretation of what tefillah is in general.
Okay.
They're not going into the detail. Usually, they're not going into the detail. Like, oh, what does this pasuk mean? It's just not happening. You just have to know people. Yeah, you should go into pesukim. Then it's gevaldik. But in general, people have a and we're going to talk about actually Rav Kook today. We're going to go into tefillah again. We've been pounding away here and there at the sugya of tefillah through Rav Kook a lot. What is tefillah? What's not tefillah? We're like, I don't know where my head is right now. It's Monday.
Earlier.
We'll start again tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we'll start again tomorrow. What? Oh, she's gone? Okay, fine.
We
didn't get anywhere? Where do you want to go?
I'll say earlier.
You want more page numbers, though?
I don't know. I ended up in Chamath, so.
I think.
Okay, fine.
The one thing we learned in Nafshi is it's not about quantity. Like,
no, but for Doe, I felt the pain. I felt the pain in his heart, so we have to do one more paragraph from earlier, yeah? Earlier, we described the form of the Savoda. Okay, what's the form? What's the structure at first? Now, okay, form, I don't like to keep stopping with everything, but it's important. When you see the word form, okay, structure, that comes from which world of spheres?
Bina.
Gvura, okay? Gvura creates form. It's your medactic on things, right? It's like this, not like this.
Seder? Seder.
Boundaries.
Boundaries.
Therefore, when you hear this, the form of Zavoda, it means you need to actually do the thing he says to do. It's gevur. Like, you need to do it. It's not chesed, like, oh, it's so nice, expansive, like frolicking in the open, you know, autumn mist or whatever process. It is. You actually have to do this thing. Avoda in general is yira. Avoda, you have to do it this way. Not this way, you have to do it. Then within that, you can create details and structures to that. But okay. I'm not sure if I'm confusing people more or not, but earlier we described the form of this avoda. At first, one must pray often for the privilege to feel this fear and avoid sin. You have to daven for this feeling. Now, what is ultimately this feeling? This fear of it's a feeling of a meaning. What when you daven for real? When you daven for real, you're creating a relationship, and now you're davening within the relationship to not lose the relationship. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. As above, he should involve his senses. And it has to be done not during Shemana Esrei. Sometimes you can if you're in a good place. But often these types of tefillahs have to be done outside of Shachas Mincha Maariv. Shachas Mincha Maariv have already been hijacked for a long time now. We need to bring it back. The way, for many people, I'm not saying everybody, the way, I'll tell you, that way it worked for me, again, it's just me, the way that I was able to like retake, or for the first time, take Shachas Mincha Maariv is because of tefillahs outside of Shachas Mincha Maariv. I had to learn what tefillah was. Because again, Shachas Mincha Maariv becomes just waiting for to ask what you want for, what you want. So the whole thing becomes cheap. From Moda Ani until Aleinu, it's all just to get to Shemona Esrei and then like, whatever, I don't know. That's what it is, just ask. But that, again, Zol, we're going to learn that today, if we get to it, it cheapens tefillah. So if you want to build it back up for what it really is, which is just a pure relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's more details, but that's the basic gist, nothing to do with getting, then you have to build it outside of Shachas Mincha Maariv. Quiet, private time, not necessarily in a car driving, although that's nice for a little shot. That's good. But that's for Dveikus. But to build an Olam Shel Tefillah, an Olam, a world of Tefillah, what it's supposed to be, it needs to be built over time, slowly but surely, piece after piece, outside of Shachas Mincha Maariv, whether it's before Shachas, whether it's right after Shachas, whether it's after Maariv at night, depending on each person when they're awake. You can't build a relationship when you're tired either, or hungry. It don't go. You just get cranky. You just want to get done with this. Relationship is something that you want. Right? There's two types of relationships. There's a relationship that you want, and there's a relationship that you just have to have. This guy at work, you have to have a relationship with him. You don't like him, what are you supposed to do? That's part of the job. That's not what we're talking about here. It's talking about a relationship that you want, that you seek, that you yearn for. And sometimes it's not natural. Sometimes we have to build that. But we have to know the potential is there for that. So we have to do that outside of Shachas Mincha Maariv. And with that, we'll continue tomorrow. No, you got your one. I gave it to you.